stocks dropped this morning after the company 3M, that's the maker of Scotch tape and Post-it notes, announced it is planning to cut 2,000 jobs because of a drop in sales. It also said demand for its products weakened in China and other important markets. Joining us now with more on this is Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Good day, sir.
So Scotch tape and Post-its are household products. We still use them. 3M makes about 60,000 other products as well. But what else does it make? Give us a little sense of what 3M does.
Yeah, it's a sprawling multinational. You'll recall the old name is Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company, and it's seen a century of acquiring and building out brands. So there's also the Scotch-Brite scrubbing brush line. You have sanders that it makes, sealants, lubricants, air filters, hoses, mine and oil rig safety products. It's really an all-in-one industrial bellwether.
And why is it not doing so well right now?
It cited weak demand in the China automotive and electronic sectors and its inability to adapt to shifting needs and times. And I think that that kind of speaks to a problem right now we're seeing with conglomerates and multinationals writ large. You've seen it with, Kraft Heinz. This company is so sprawling, so acquisitive, and it's hard to shift gears across 95,000 employees. So you're seeing restructuring and likely divestitures down the pike. And it's the biggest hit for the stock since 1987.
And is this related to the trade war with China, or is this just about companies being nimble enough to adapt to the customer of today?
I really think it's the latter. You are seeing the trade war kind of as a catch-all excuse for companies and multinationals and quarterly earnings. But then there are others like P&G. They're doing very well. But we did have Caterpillar that just revealed weakening sales in its construction equipment business in China. So remains to be seen.
Okay. I want to ask you about another topic while we have you. Venmo, that's the digital money transfer app, reported significant growth in the first quarter. More than 40 million people used Venmo in the last 12 months, which is more users than most big banks. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, but it doesn't quite make money. The parent, PayPal, will theoretically make money on this hot but otherwise free Venmo service by upselling, debit cards, other advantages like instant transfer or pay with Venmo. It's still producing hundreds of millions of dollars of losses for PayPal, though, and I think it's a matter of wresting the bone from the dog's mouth. Millennials, they like free a bit too much.
Wouldn't they use Venmo, though, if there was a 5-cent fee on every single transaction? And think of how much money Venmo would make if that was the case.
And I'm not sure that could clear for them. Like, I take a payment in PayPal and it docked me for like a $25 t-shirt I sold a buck and a half. And so you would think twice about taking a PayPal payment. You would almost go back to checks or consider Apple Pay or something else.
Still, is Venmo's popularity changing the way that the big banks are thinking about their digital platforms?
Oh, yeah, they have to. The network effects of Venmo and the word of mouth of its popularity make it just ever harder to build market share. If you're a Wells or a JP Morgan Chase or a Citi, you're like, hey, what about me? What about me? But it's like six banking accounts or debit cards. How many online payment services can you expect people to sign up for? There is always that login fatigue.
I'm just waiting for Facebook to start charging users $1 a year, which probably a lot of people would pay. And
yeah,
right there, you got $1 billion or whatever, however many users they have.
If you don't sell my info and sell your soul, then yes, I'll pay you $5 a
month. That's true. That's true. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.